This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Influenced, the podcast that will get inside your mind, or at least make you think that it has. We've got guests, but a lot of podcasts have guests. My guests think they're here to plug something, but little do they know, from the moment they walk in, I'm playing games with their minds.
How did you do that?
I'm in control.
How?
What?
Get out of my head!
See, I love mind games. I'm a mentalist. What my guests don't know is that they're being influenced the entire time. I mean, even if it is in the podcast title.
Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Watch. I'm just messing with you.
Oh
no,
my
I can't. Can you imagine?
Are you going to explain or?
Oh my God. How?
Feel weirded out?
Very.
We're just getting started, trust me.
You're literally a wizard. This is great. I feel like I'm chatting to Dumbledore.
Because you don't really know what's about to happen.
I have no idea.
How? How?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
On this week's episode of Influenced, I'm joined by indie pop artist Ellie Dixon. At the end of the episode, I'm going to teach her how to do some muscle reading. That's where you feel for reactions. And to prove that it works, I will get her to think of a song, and I'm going to tell her what it is. Well, let's see if it works, but for now, guard your mind, and welcome to Influenced. Ellie.
Hello.
Welcome to Influenced.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. Now listen, Ellie, we spoke a little bit beforehand and you did admit to being like a little bit, not skeptical, but maybe a little bit nervous as to what was going to happen. So I'm going to try put you at ease here by playing game right up front.
Let's do it.
We're going to get to know you a little bit.
I'm up for it.
You excited?
Yeah.
You should be.
Mess with my mind.
Yeah, what was the catchphrase you said earlier? I can't remember. You said something.
Oh, just read my mind.
Oh, yeah, read my mind. But it was the tone of voice that made it.
Yeah.
Okay, Ellie, my favourite game. It's a game of two truths and a lie.
Yes.
A game of two truths and a lie. And do you know what? Just for fun, later I might have you try this with me, but we'll see.
Just to see if
you've picked up on anything, learned any skills. I'm going to ask you to think of two things about yourself which are true, one thing that is a big fat fib.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and tell you which is which.
Okay.
Okay, now before we start, I'm going to give you a few seconds to mentally get yourself in the zone, to think of any details. I will say details do throw me off, so the more detail you can give me, the better.
I've got plenty.
You've got plenty?
Yeah.
Okay, you look very relaxed for someone who's about to tell a lie. That's okay. Makes me think you'll probably tell me a truth first, but that's okay.
This is psychopath behaviour from me, to be honest.
Possibly. Okay. Have you got three in your mind?
Yes.
Do you need to mentally refresh yourself, or do you have them?
I think I have them.
All right,
Let's do it.
So it's over to you, Ellie. You're going to give me your first piece of business and I will tell you whether it is true or false or true.
Straight to my face, straight away.
Straight to your face. Right, let's go. Relax.
Okay. I once won £500 singing a song about my shed.
Okay, right. So you once won £500.
Yes.
Singing a song about your shed. Okay.
That's a masterpiece.
That's a nice, interesting one. I'm not going to make a judgment call on that just yet. It's a slightly obscure one. That's good. Can you give me your second piece of business?
My second piece of business is I touched the Damiano, the lead singer from Måneskin's knees in a very awkward encounter that I regret.
Okay. I feel like that is true. I'll not say for sure. I think that's true. And I think you have more backstory to it as well. So I'll ask you about that in a little second. Not sure about the first one. And last but not least, your third little lie or truth. What's it going to be?
The last one is that I once flooded the bathroom of a French primary school.
Could you just give me that one more time?
I saw you looking at my hand. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're aware of it as well, aren't you?
I don't know what it means.
One more time.
I once flooded the bathroom in a French primary school.
You once flooded the bathroom in a French primary school.
Yeah.
I feel like I'll tell you what I think. I think that's the lie, but don't give it away just yet. And I think possibly you're just adding details like French bathroom to try and throw me off.
Okay.
I don't know whether it's 100% a lie or whether it's something that's slightly true that you've just added maybe a twist to, but I'm not sure. I'll try and figure it out.
Okay.
I'm going to say the second one absolutely is true, though. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me the backstory there. What happened?
Oh, God. I was at an award show in LA and they just performed and I really... They're very cool. Emma, I walked past them and they were sat down and I sort of tried to get their attention to say, you guys did a great job. I'm pretty sure I just blacked out. And I sort of reached down and sort of like rested my hands on his knees. I was like, you guys did great. Oh, God.
I wonder, do they remember?
Probably not. I feel like that's probably one of the more mundane things that have happened to Måneskin.
Well, possibly so, yeah, but it'll stick with you forever.
Yeah.
Trauma.
Absolutely haunt my nightmares.
Oh, we all have moments like that, don't we, that you can never forget. Very brave of you to bring that up.
Thank you.
Get it out of your system, you know.
Yeah, it's actually just therapy for me.
We can heal now. Yeah, this show is a bit like a therapy session.
Yeah,
I think about it. Yeah, if there's anything else you want to bring up, just,
just
let me
just
know.
Childhood.
Well, that one's true. I think, I'm not sure, but I think the third one is nonsense. And I think the first one was true. Could you tell me your number one again?
My number one is I won £500 when I wrote a song about my shed.
Only because you're nodding while you tell me. I think that is actually true.
Okay.
It's a slight gamble, but I'm going to say you did win £500. And I think the French school is not true. Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
I'm right.
Oh, that was so... I didn't even know what my body was doing, but it absolutely gave me away.
Do you know, I've said this before on the show, we record these in a couple of different places, but the advantage today is that I can see your entire body. Sometimes we do these at a table and I can only see like the neck up and that makes it really difficult.
Damn.
But
my hands.
Yeah, your right hand is buzzing away in the third one. You noticed it as well a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah, your eyes went to my hands and I was like, damn it.
A really good thing to look for when you're trying to tell a lie is when people speak, if they are telling the truth, they'll typically nod as they tell it. And if they're telling a lie, even if they're saying yes, they'll typically shake their head at the same time. So they could say, this is a hard one to give example of over audio because people can't see me.
Yeah.
But yes, I did go to the library while they shake their head. That's a common one.
Yeah. You're helping me become more of a psychopath now because now I know how to lie.
More of a?
Yeah. Oh, well.
There's something there.
Just outed myself there. No, well, now I know how to lie. Real good.
It's a good skill.
Stay real still.
Basically,
and nod.
See, that's the other thing is it makes it, if you're trying to lie by staying completely still, energy's got to escape somewhere.
Yeah.
So it'll typically come out in the sort of form of a weird finger tap or something like that. Really good one you can do if you're trying to disguise it is if you take your middle finger and your thumb and you pinch them together and you squeeze, that kind of means that there's energy being used up.
Right.
But people can't see it.
It's harder to tell.
It's harder to tell.
Yeah.
So that's a good little one there.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Use it wisely. Use it wisely in all future relationships.
Yeah.
It's a weird skill. Being a magician is 99% being able to just lie with a straight face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. So complete nonsense that you flooded a French school's bathroom.
No, you really nailed it because it was a German primary school.
Ah, see. I say, not my first day.
Yeah,
not my first day.
It.
It was a German, so you did flood a bathroom, but it was a German school.
Yeah,
I was closer than I thought.
And it was this summer.
And it was this summer?
Yeah.
Well, how did that happen?
I was on tour and I was playing a show in a church and I hadn't had a shower that day and we asked the venue for a shower and the guy was like, we'll figure this out. The Germans are so, they will make sure you get whatever you want.
They're accommodating.
Yeah. And so he's like, I found one. And walked us down the road to a locked primary school that he lets us into. And it's like, a big communal bathroom with a shower, sort of, I use the term shower quite loosely, without a shower curtain, the head's like not on a stand, you have to hold the head. I just had an absolute shocker. I put it on the floor to get the shampoo. I started blinding myself with the water shooting up like a fountain. The head breaks, starts shooting out sideways, filling the bathroom with water while I just can't see. I'm screaming. Didn't realize the venue manager is outside the whole time. So I came out and he was like, you were screaming. You were okay.
So the gig went great, I'm guessing.
Yeah, no, I was just soaked head to toe. The whole time.
Oh, God.
It was a really good gig.
Anyway, and the first one's true as well. You did win £500. Congrats.
Thank you very much.
What did you spend it on?
It was Amazon vouchers. And I genuinely have, I think it went on, you know, when you just buy like loads of random stuff for £10 on Amazon and suddenly you're like, well,
just flakes
that
away.
Money's gone.
you won it by writing a song about your shed.
Yes.
Anything particularly interesting about your shed?
No, it was the company that made the shed. It was, you know, like a sort of like Wendy House shed where you put sofas in and stuff. At the end of my parents' garden, the company put out like a competition for, they wanted people to make videos on how they're using their sheds. And my mum was like, Ellie, you can beat these. Because the entries were like, we've put a nice chair in the corner. And I basically enlisted some friends and we ended up making a full Backstreet Boys style music video about the shed.
Wow, that's effort. How old were you when this happened?
Like 17, I want to say.
Oh, so I thought you were like 12.
Oh, no. All of these stories really should have happened a long time ago.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, do you know what? I'll be honest. When you first told that story, I thought the shed was not true.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I was trying to look a bit shifty.
You did look very shifty.
Thank you.
Yeah. Or is that just like,
that's my energy.
So, my friends, another easy one. Ellie even picked up on it herself. She couldn't stop fidgeting with her hand. Let's hope this will help me out when it comes to the muscle reading at the end of the podcast.
Obviously, we all know Ellie. You're a fantastic musician.
Thank you.
Where did it all start for you? How did you get into music?
It was, I think it's always been like in my life. I started learning piano when I was 7 because I would sort of obsessively hit the piano and my parents wanted me to hit it nicely. So I got piano lessons from, 7. Was always in choirs and I started doing singing lessons when I took music GCSE when I was like 15. And just kind of fell in love with singing. And then it was quite a natural progression where I started songwriting. I taught myself guitar because carrying a keyboard around is a nightmare.
Yes.
And it was just sort of quite a natural thing and I just couldn't stop doing it. I think that was really the thing.
You just had a calling.
Yeah, it was that. And I, you know, I did A-levels and I've studied maths at university, but the whole time it was like any spare minute I had was making songs.
Why math at uni? Did you ever think about doing music at uni or no?
I did, but I didn't have the confidence. I very much, maths was something that like made sense to me, was easy, you know, it's sort of like always have a backup plan, you know.
And heard that one before, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, serious.
But you finished uni, you did math.
Yeah, I did it. I don't know how I, three whole years of that.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Never used it again.
I was going to say, do you think you'll ever use it for anything?
I mean, so I'm a producer as well, which is a lot more technical. And I did programming at uni and stuff. So I think using tech and understanding the science behind audio is really interesting. So I think my logical brain enjoys that side of music making. So in that sense, yeah.
Fair. You did music A-level, yeah?
Yeah, I did just 1 year of it. It was just a lot of coursework and I struggle with doing what I'm told in that very, like, they're like, have a project.
In general or just in music?
Probably in general, but like I find with music, it's like the whole point is the freedom. So people giving you like really strict instructions on how to make music, I think we've just kind of killed the vibe, really.
That ain't how music works.
I'm a free spirit.
You are. Yeah, do what you want to do. So you do, obviously, you have the music, but you've done a lot of this on TikTok, something like we have in common there. When did you start making videos?
On TikTok, I started a couple months into lockdown. I was already making loads of videos on YouTube and Instagram, and all of my friends were like, you have to get on TikTok. And, you know, it's like the place you will just be comfortable there. And I think I had the same outlook that a lot of people had about TikTok right at the start, which is like, it's full of youths. I don't understand it. Like, how
which
do
it kind of was, to be fair.
It was the Wild West. Was. It was madness. And I didn't understand it, but I got it and posted a lot of like weird videos that really didn't land for a bit until I figured out how TikTok worked, because it's really its own thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah. There's nothing like it. So is TikTok it's your biggest platform?
Yes.
How many people you got on TikTok?
1.2 million, I think. Yeah.
I mean, for making videos in your house to music, that's mental, isn't it?
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah, so do you just make stuff that you want to make? Or do you put much thought into what people want to see?
It's a mix, for sure. I think you don't share stuff unless you want people to... see it and like True. It. So I definitely like taking inspiration from like what else is going on TikTok. What are people enjoying? Because, you know, you want to share things people
are
going to
like. So you do actually watch TikTok?
Unfortunately, yes, quite a lot.
Yeah, it's addictive as hell, isn't
it?
Do you know why? Actually, this kind of brings me on to what I want to try for you in a second. Because you'll be watching a video and it links to the next one and it links to the next one before you know it, you don't know how you got there.
Yeah.
We're actually going to play a game that's kind of like that, to do with association. We're going to do this after we have a little ad break, but I'm going to explain the rules to you first.
Cool.
To give you time in your mind now to think of how you might be able to trick me.
Okay.
So we're going to start off. Yeah. I'm going to give you a word. I'll tell you what the word is just then.
Okay.
And you're going to then give me a word that could be associated to it. So for example, it's that old game, word association. I could say, and I was an apple, and you might then say
pear.
Fair. And from there, you choose another word and another word. I'll not give you examples right now because that'll give you an idea as to how you think. I already know where I want you to end up.
Amazing.
So you're going to try and throw me off as much as possible. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to come back to that in a second. But before we do, a lovely word from our sponsors. They're very handsome.
Did you win a BAFTA?
You also won a BAFTA. I'm Tabzi.
I'm Haider, and welcome to our brand new podcast called The World According to Tubbsy and Haider.
Come on, I got the Tubbsy first before the Haider.
You try to copy man in there. Yeah, all right. Well, we're going to be here every week talking about our world, your world, and the world around us.
You are one man that I love and hate so much. You know how to annoy me so well.
Who would be your number one guest to have sat right here?
Peter Jones or Deborah Meaden.
Well, you don't rate Phil Pefitas.
I do rate him.
So make sure you join us every week where we have big guests, big topics, but no big zoo.
Yeah, come on.
Just me and Tubbsy.
The World According to Tubbsy and Ida. Crowd podcast.
See, why are you so aggressive, bruv?
But I'm trying, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to just do it.
Ellie, are you ready for this game?
I'm prepped.
No, you're prepped.
I'm prepared.
I should say, just because we took a break there, we haven't talked about what words we're going to use. I haven't asked you to think anything in advance.
Got no idea.
No clues.
Yeah.
Right. So just again, empty. Do you say your mind's empty?
Yes, always.
All the time.
Yeah.
We'll work on that. It's okay. We'll fill it up. Yeah. Okay. Here's how this goes. I'm going to give you a word, and the second I give you it, you're going to give me your next word as fast as possible.
Okay.
Do not worry if you mess up and give me something completely random.
Yeah.
That'll probably be on purpose.
And I'm trying to avoid reaching where you want me to reach.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be fun. I feel like you're going to try to catch me out just because I got the first one so easily. But here we go. Oh, and I should say we're only going to go for six words.
Six words.
If you want, you can throw me a complete curveball and make it completely disconnected just to try and throw me off. But do know that when you're doing that, that's what I hoped you would do. Okay?
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay.
I'm excited.
This game's a lot of fun, and it all comes down to reverse engineering what I want them to do. See, although we like to think of ourselves as being very individual, we all tend to think in similar patterns, which means I can exploit that and make it look like I can predict the future. Okay, I'll not give you the word apple like I did before. The word, and you might find it interesting that it's in front of you, that's on purpose, coffee.
Mug.
Okay, so that's one. Mug. Mm-hmm. Your next word?
I give another word.
If you say me right now, I'll be really, really upset.
Table.
Table. Your next word? We're going to go to six.
Leg.
Leg. Okay, good. Interesting to see what you guys think of. Your next word?
Knee.
Knee. Now, listeners right now as well, do play along with this, see where you would have gone, because everyone thinks that they would go for something different, but if they were here in the studio, possibly they wouldn't. Your next word?
Compressor.
Compressor.
Yeah.
Okay. The next word is going to be your final one. So before you say it, really think about it. Really think about it. And we're going to see how close we get. Okay, no pressure. You said compressor.
Yeah.
You started off on the word coffee.
Mm-hmm.
What are you finishing up on?
Effect.
Effect.
Yeah.
E-F-F-E-C-T.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you one last chance. If you like, you can change your mind, but you don't have to.
No, I'm good.
Are you sure?
I'm very sure.
Interesting. So we started on coffee, and run me through which direction you went. See if you can play back what you did. So you went coffee.
A coffee to mug.
Mm-hmm.
To table.
To table.
Mug was sat on the table.
That's right.
Leg, table leg. Then I was thinking of a knee on a leg.
Mm-hmm.
then a knee is an effect. It's a option on a compressor. I went nerd mode.
You went full nerd mode.
Yeah. I literally couldn't think of anything else for knee.
You made it difficult for yourself, actually.
Yeah, no, I did, for sure. Mm. Yeah, it's a common theme.
Fair play. I want to show you something fun.
Yeah.
Did it feel like that was a free choice? Be honest.
Yeah, yeah, for
really
sure.
Did.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't actually mind if you see my iPhone passcode. Just don't tell anybody else. Before we came into the studio today, myself and the team, we went round. We had a little chit chat. I'm going to show you this. You're going to come in and make sure I don't cheat here. I'm going to go into my photographs. Can you see my most recent photograph in my camera roll?
Yeah.
This won't make sense just yet, but I'm going to click in and show you the timestamp on the photograph. Can you look at what time I took the photograph?
8 a.m.
8 a.m., yes. Which was, I don't know, how many hours before you came in? Four hours before you even came in. I wrote something down. I'll let you have a look. I wrote something down.
That was good.
Beforehand. Do you want to zoom in and tell me what word I actually wrote down?
You're joking.
What did I write down?
Effect.
Effect. And do you know what that means?
You've messed with my mind.
Yeah, you're hypnotized. You're hypnotized. Oh, wow. None of this is real.
Oh, wow. I've been dreaming for days.
You have been.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I'll wake you up before the end of the show.
Yeah, please. What's the wake-up word?
I can't tell you that. That's going to mess things up. It's going to mess things up. Congratulations. You got it right.
Thanks.
Means you're actually a mind reader.
Oh, me this whole time. It was actually me.
Yeah.
Damn,
this
thanks.
Whole thing's a...
It's actually the old switcheroo.
It is the old switcheroo.
You're hypnotized.
Oh, God. Don't tell me that.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe you.
Yeah,
you know that stare and say that.
There you go.
Nicely done.
Wow.
Yeah, it's intense. Are you impressed with yourself?
I'm impressed with you.
Oh, thank you.
I didn't do anything.
Did you feel me fishing for the compliments here?
Like, are you proud of yourself?
Well, listen, before the end of the episode, I'm going to teach you how to do something yourself. So you're going to be able to leave, and the listeners too, with a bit of knowledge that you can use to go out and actually do some tricks on people.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
I love it.
We're going to talk about that in just a little second. Before we do, we spoke earlier about some gigs that you were doing. You've actually been to Belfast to do a show before my hometown. You were in the Ulster Hall.
Yeah.
And that was opening for, was that JC Stewart you were doing something alongside?
Yeah,
but you have another fun gig coming up really soon, which is with Sam Ryder, right?
Yeah.
How did that come around?
Well, me and Sam have a weird connection where this, I think it was at either start of this year or end of last year. Mm. We both played a show it was an awards show for green tech companies. Oh. And the award show was being held by Formula One champion Nico Rosberg.
That's a niche road, gig.
Yeah. Really couldn't have predicted that.
No.
Not even you.
No, I don't think I could. Some things are beyond me.
We both ended up playing this show and having like dinner with all these tech companies. Such a nice guy, such a lovely guy. And then just got, maybe about a month ago now, just got the message that I'm supporting him.
Fantastic.
For two big sold out London shows. It's going to be so fun.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Is the live stuff what you enjoy the most?
Ooh.
If you had to choose, right, between you can only make videos or you can only do live shows, which one would you choose?
If it between videos and live shows, I'd say live shows.
Live shows.
If you ask producing music or live shows, I would say music.
You say producing music.
Yeah. But I think there is something so fulfilling and completely engaging about being on stage sharing music with a group of people in real life, especially because all of my kind of music blew up over lockdown. Mm. Coming out has been like the most incredible journey of actually seeing people in the flesh. And, you know, you get to, I always talk to fans after shows and I just get the most amazing stories from people about where they've played my music, who shared it to them, how it affects their day. Mm. And that's just amazing when you think, oh, like I just wrote a song in my bedroom one time.
I can't imagine what that feels like. You don't get that when you do magic. I think that music's probably the only thing in the world you get that with, right?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I think it's such a unique thing because it's everywhere. Like, it's in every piece of content you consume probably has music in it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's on the radio, it's in shops. Like, you don't get away from music. It's like the soundtrack to your life. You have songs that you associate with people, with moments in your life, with certain ages. It's like a timestamp for so many people. So it's kind of amazing knowing that anything that I've had a hand in making, or, you know, anything that I've written does that for people in the same way that, like, I don't know, some like Kylie song is for me, you know.
It's an amazing thing to be able to pass on and give to someone, and you'll probably never even know a millionth of the extent of the amount of people you probably have touched with that. Yeah. You're only going to meet so many of them, right?
Yeah, I think the great thing about the internet is you get to see a lot more than you would otherwise. Like, I got a message from a primary school in New Zealand that picked one of my songs to be their song of the week. And there's a video of just this whole school of children singing my song. And literally, so cool. I melted.
That's
it's
so cool.
It's so sweet.
And you're right, you wouldn't know about that if it wasn't for the internet.
No, there's
but
no
even
way.
Then, probably only 1/10 of the people that even like yourself will ever leave a comment or send you a message. Most people just stay quiet.
Yeah.
So you never really know.
Yeah, exactly.
You keep you making someone's day and just not have a clue.
Oh, that's such a nice thought to wake up in the morning with or something.
Well, if you were to go back and you were to give yourself some advice, maybe just when you were leaving school, what would you tell yourself?
Honestly, just have faith in yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, you can do so much more than you think you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's
good advice.
Confidence goes so far.
Yeah.
No one really knows what they're doing in life. I think that was the biggest confidence boost for me, was realizing literally no one has any idea what they're doing at any point.
I think that's one of the best pieces of advice you could give. It's so true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some people are just good at pretending.
Yeah. Yeah. If you walk into a room and pretend you know what's going on, people will just assume you own things.
you've just like,
and you're in charge.
You've outed me. That's my tactic. I haven't got a clue what's going on.
Yeah.
Don't know what I'm doing here, guys.
This is actually just the What's exposure. Happening?
Just making this up. It's so true though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Myself and my brother were laughing about this the other day. We were sitting in our studio and we were like, what is going on? What are we doing? I haven't got a clue. But it's okay. Keep a straight face. It's fine. Nobody else knows anything.
Yeah. Pretend it's all fine and it probably will be.
Good advice. I like that advice.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap up in a little second. I want to show you one last thing. Before we do, you have a new single?
Yeah.
It is called Swing.
Swing.
Right, tell us about Swing. What's the story? How did Swing come around?
Yeah, I was, when did I write this? About 6 months ago now. Mm-hmm. I was getting very overwhelmed and I actually kind of topped out with social media, and I was getting just found kind of a weird pocket of hate on TikTok, and I was just really struggling. And I think when you're online all the time, it can kind of be this very like all-consuming world.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically I went away to absolutely the middle of nowhere in the Cotswolds, took all my recording stuff, switched off my phone. I didn't open social media for a week.
Wow.
I told all my friends, you cannot message me, like I'm not reachable.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wrote songs, and this was kind of the main song that came out of it. And I just let myself be really angry.
Mm.
I think normally I go straight to crying. That's my like go-to, you know, if I'm straight to sad.
Yeah.
And I don't let myself kind of indulge in just being annoyed.
Mm.
And I think it's an important thing to let yourself feel.
Mm-hmm.
So this song was just kind of like a screw you know.
No, I love it.
I let myself be petty basically through the medium of baseball was how that. That's the song.
Yeah. I saw you with a baseball bat on your on a poster or a video or something.
Yeah,
it all makes sense now.
Yeah,
it all makes sense.
Basically very inspired by High School Musical 2.
I can't fault you for that.
Is probably the best film of all time, I would argue.
We'll debate that afterwards.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So Swing is out now and you can listen to it whenever you listen to your music. Make sure you guys do that. We're gonna have a little dance to it after the episode wraps here,
and promise. Then a game of baseball
inside.
Yes. Yeah.
We should do that.
Yeah, I've got the bat.
Okay, listen, I did promise you that you were going to learn something before you leave. So I'm going to teach you something really quickly here.
Cool.
Which I think you'll be good at because you're a musical. And it's kind of like touch and sensations called muscle reading. Now, that sounds very, very strange, but I'm going to give you a little demo, teach you how to do it.
Yes.
And for the listeners here as well. This is a very fun thing you can try if you're at a party. You're going to ask them to take an object, hide it somewhere in the room, and you will be able to find it. Every single time.
No way.
I'm going to tell you how. Could you give me your hand for just a little second?
Yes.
And I'm going to take it like this. And you're going to hold your fingers up against mine.
No. Okay.
This is something you guys can try at home. If you take somebody and you grab their hands and touch your fingers to each finger, so my thumb's touching hers, all of them like this, I'm going to think of one of my fingers. And I'm not going to make this easy for you.
Okay.
I'm going to think of one of my fingers. You're going to try and tell me which one it is, right?
Okay.
And the way you do this, and I'm not going to lie, if you get it wrong, I'll tell you you got it wrong. But you're going to try this. It'll work 95% of the time.
Cool.
So you're just going to touch fingers. I'm going to think of one of my fingers. I want you to just add a little bit of pressure like this. and you're going to feel, and I'm not going to do it on purpose, you're going to feel a little bit of resistance on one of the fingers. And the reason that happens is when you focus on something, that's where your energy goes. So there's going to be a bit of resistance there. So I'm thinking, genuinely, I'm thinking one of my fingers. If you just push a little bit, see if you can feel. And you can do one finger at a time if that makes it easier. What do you think? Or you can narrow it down to two if you like.
I feel like I'm giving you a really weird massage right now.
It's quite comfortable.
I'm feeling little finger.
Oh, you're right. It is little finger. Nice. I was giving you a little bit of help there. We're going to do it again. And then I'm going to show you what you can do with this. Do it one more time. And this is something you can practice. You have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which one? Ring finger.
Yeah.
Correct. So you can feel, and I promise I'm not putting that on. You can try that on somebody else afterwards.
That's so cool.
There's a thing that we do, and you can look this up. This isn't guff, called micro expressions or micro movements, where basically your body expresses what you're thinking without you even realizing. A really good way of demoing this is if you get a string, tie a ring to it on the end and hold the string kind of like a hypnotist would, would swing the ring. Mm-hmm. And if you tell the ring in your head to swing in circles, it'll start to swing in circles.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. Right, Ellie, now that I've shown you the basics, this is what you could do with it if you've been practicing it for years like I have. Can you think of a song for me? This is links into the way your brain works because you're very musical. Yeah. If you think of a song, do not tell me what it is. Mm-hmm. Do not tell anybody else in the room what it is. Just keep it inside your head.
Yes.
This is a similar sort of thing, but just a little bit different. Give me your hands again like this. I'm just going to touch your hand there. Keep it right there. Don't move. Don't move. Stay right there. Okay. Look at me. Could you imagine playing the song on the piano? Or would that be too difficult?
It'd be doable.
Be doable? Okay, keep your hand right there, just for a little second. So guys, to make this work, I am using the skills I just described of muscle reading, plus a little bit of guesswork, some knowledge of music, and feeling for a bit of rhythm as well. Put all those things together, and it has a pretty nice effect. Okay, try not to give this away. Is there like a very... Is it like a popular song or is it classical music? What are we?
Popular song.
Popular song. Okay. Can you imagine the melody? Just sing it in your head. Not out loud. Out loud gives it away a little bit. Okay. Sing it in your head. This is going to be harder to... I don't know if I'm going to get this right, by the way, but I'm going to try. Keep singing it in your head for me. Not going to work with your hand. Can you lean in a little bit? Just bring we'll bring the mic in closer. I'm probably going to get this wrong, to be honest, because I possibly don't know what the song is.
You do know the song.
You think I do? Very popular song. That's good. That narrows it down by a couple of thousand. That makes this easier.
Yeah. I picked something.
Look at me.
Known enough.
Okay. Sing it in your head. Just the melody, if you can, if there's a set one. Can you feel?
Yeah.
Is it? It's quite an old song.
Yeah.
Older than us, anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Just so I can narrow this down a little bit more again, could you think of the artist?
Yeah.
I think whether it's an artist or a band.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like you go, mm-hmm. On, you're like, mm-hmm, it is a band.
Yes.
Yes, thanks.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted the answer.
No, I was hoping you would give me that list. So it is a band. I'm going to get close here at least. I don't know every song in the world, but I'll try and get close. Yeah. Unless it is a song I know. In your head, sing the song. Little sad. I couldn't tell you the exact. It's not 70s, is it?
It's 70s.
Yeah. It is 70s.
What's happening?
Are you a big fan of 70s music?
I quite a lot of it.
It's not a song by... I'm probably not going to get this right, to be honest.
Unless you narrowed it down so well.
Unless it's Bee Gees, I'm not going to get this. Is it really?
Yeah.
Give me three Bee Gees. What are the three big Bee Gees songs?
I don't want to give it away.
Would you think I'll give it? Oh, it'll be the most popular one then. What's their most popular song? Staying Alive. Is that it?
Is that it? What the hell?
Staying Alive, the Bee Gees.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
What the hell?
There you go. Thank goodness for that. That would have been a waste of time, wouldn't it? Imagine me teaching you how to muscle read and then not doing it right.
That you've officially reached your slogan. You read my mind.
Oh, I did it. I get the badge.
Yeah, I made one.
Did you?
No, I wish I had did. That
you
would
really
be
should.
Really
next time, next time I hang out, you better have a badge.
Yeah.
Or else something you'd be really sad.
I'll get on it.
Listen, thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
Thanks for having me.
You have to zip off now and go live your busy celebrity psychopath life. But
lots of pillow punching.
Loads of it, absolutely loads of it. Listen, just one last time, your new single is out now. It is called Swing. They can get it everywhere.
Everywhere, and the music video is now out on YouTube as well.
Phenomenal, where they can see you smashing with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
Love
lots
it.
Of aggression.
And if they want to get you on socials, where can they find you?
Just search Ellie Dixon, basically anywhere. That's ELLIEDIXON.
Heard it here first, folks. Ellie, thank you so much for coming on Influence. And remember, listeners, be careful what you think of because you never know who might be listening.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Here's what's coming up on next week's episode. we were trying all these different things. And we were like, for example, at the time where Hannah lived, she had a little cupboard under the stairs, like a little Harry Potter cupboard under the stairs. And we were like, maybe if we just go into a smaller space, we can just like record in there and it will be fine. So we go in there on like the hottest day of the year. I said, wouldn't it be funny if I like closed this door and it just locked it? And I am not even kidding you. I pulled the door and it just went click.
No.
That is where we recorded like one of the first episodes of Red Handed, which is still up. And actually the first ever live tour that we did was called Started in the Cupboard, Now We're Here.
If you want another podcast to listen to, why not try out a compelling new audio drama from Crowd Stories called Eliza. Eliza's a robot, but her story is very human. She exists in a world of dominance, manipulation, and love, all set in a future that's far too close for comfort. It's fiction. Or is it? Just search for Eliza. And remember, be careful of your thoughts, because you never know who might be listening.
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.